Representatives from the Syrian government and foreign-backed opposition will resume meetings in February. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has confirmed February's talks. The confirmation comes as the two sides prepare to wrap up the Geneva negotiations on Friday, which were mediated by UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. The two sides remained deadlocked on Thursday over the issue of terrorism in Syria. They blame each other for the ongoing violence.
Unfortunately, the opposition, so-called opposition, did not like this discussion at all. It's very clear that they committed a lot of massacres, but their rejection of discussing the issue of terrorism and finalizing or coming out with a statement is a scandalous one.
Violence can be stopped is by forming the transitional governing body. And that's where we differ with the regime. The regime wants to focus on the 6 points of Geneva Communique at this point and leave the formation of the governing body to the end. We believe this is the wrong sequence.
The UN Arab League envoy says both sides agree that terrorism in Syria is a serious problem, but have failed to agree on how to fight it. Brahimi says the Geneva talks will wrap up on Friday with nothing substantive expected from the negotiations after a week of talks. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Eric Dreitzer, who is the founder of StopImperialism.org, and he's joining us live now from New York. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, should we be happy that at least negotiations of some sorts have started, or are you pessimistic about this process?
Well, I'm pessimistic about the process because the process itself is kind of a joke, because we all understand, we've been following what's happened in Syria for the last 3 years, that the so-called opposition that claims to be actually representing the Syrian people has no real authority on the ground. Authority on the ground is asserted by jihadi factions, whether it's the ISIL organization or Jabhat al-Nusra or any of the other organizations. They wield the authority on the ground. They're the ones who take the territory. They're the ones who commit the atrocities, and they're the ones who really are the opposition. Those who are representing the opposition in Switzerland, they are merely the hand-picked puppets of the United States. They act as if they are representing the Syrian people, when in fact they represent the interests of the United States and NATO and Israel. And so the talks that are happening there, the government came from Damascus with the intent of at least presenting themselves as being willing to negotiate, but knowing very well that the war continues on the ground, and that whatever substantive discussions are had in Geneva are really just that, discussions.
Right, so then if these talks are not the way forward, then what is the way forward?
Well, part of what the Syrian government proposed at the talks, and I'm not saying that the talks have no value at all, they do have a value, but as long as the opposition is unwilling to come together against terrorism and against the foreign elements that are financing this war on Syria, until such time as that's going to happen, then the war continues. What the Syrian government proposed was the idea that there could be certain ceasefires with certain conditions, and this is, of course, constructive, but again, who is going to honor those ceasefires on the ground? If the Syrian government is able to guarantee safe passage out of a city like Homs or Aleppo, who is going to stand up from the opposition and say that they can guarantee the same thing? This is an unequal equation that we're looking at. So again, when we talk about the talks, this is more of a diplomatic posturing rather than it is anything substantive.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate you joining us as always. That was Eric Dreitzer speaking to us live from New York.